Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy Friday and happy Juneteenth, everyone. Welcome to Daily Pop. Hollywood's top comedy actresses are uniting and saying they are sick of being put in a box. Tiffany Haddish told The Hollywood Reporter that she had to turn down multiple projects as a black comedic actress. She says she gets roles that are overtly sexual or roles that had her play a mom whose child gets hurt in some way and she's fighting for justice. She mentioned this during a virtual actress roundtable that also included Jameela Jamil. Jameela said she's always given scripts to play a character who has too much sex. Robin Thede said the writing is often so bad for comedy actresses, she's resorted to writing her own. Do you guys think that men in comedic roles feel the same way, or is this just a one-sided argument?
No, I think if you ask Matthew McConaughey why his career went the way it did, it's because those were kind of the only roles that men had to get as well. Men who were players, men who still had roommates in their 40s, men who were douchebags that never got out of frat life. I think that's what comedy is all about, is laughing at those things in life. But I think men do get them as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was conflicted about this. I'm obviously not a comedic actress, and I actually thought the opposite. I thought that women who were put in comedic roles were usually sort of the best friend role or the woman that's like maybe made to look as unattractive as possible to be as funny as possible. So I didn't realize that women who were being put in comedic roles were supposed to be overtly sexy or things of that nature. So to hear this, I'm actually quite surprised by it because I just didn't view it that way.
Yeah, I think there's typecasting when it comes to a lot of actors, whether it's you were maybe a nerdy role in one movie, then a lot of people see you as like, oh, that's gonna be the quintessential nerd. If we look at Michael Cera or Chris Mintz-Plasse, like they are also typecast in their own way. So yeah, I feel like it falls on both sides. But do we feel like this could improve?
No, I wouldn't ask for it to improve. What I would do is either A, write my own scripts and come up and find content that is right for me as an actor or an actress, or I would just pass those things up, because what happens is if you pass it up, another actress gets the job. So let's not have those roles diminish. Let's not see those roles go away. Just pass them to another actress who's just starting her career.
Everyone's not in the position, obviously, to pass up roles. And I think that you do have to maybe do roles in the beginning of your career. Like, for example, even just with my own career, right? I started on a reality show. That wasn't my end goal, but I did that to get to where I was now. There was obviously no guarantee in that working
yes.
out, but luckily it has. Women who want to be actresses, whether it's serious actresses or comedic actresses or both, start their career out and have different intentions or are willing to do different things than maybe
yes.
when they get a little bit more famous or they get a little bit more successful. But I think what you said, Aaron, was very valid. And I don't know if it's a comedic actress issue. I think certain people just get typecast in general.
Yes.
I think
right.
that's the bigger conversation. I feel like when you're cast in one role, you do it so well, people tend to want you for different kinds of roles that are similar to that.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And like what you were saying, Justin, like, you know, if you don't want those roles, let's not eliminate them, just pass on them.
Mm-hmm.
And these women who are part of this roundtable seem like they're fortunate enough to be able to pass on those roles that they don't want to take on.
I will play the funny gay friend anytime Billy Porter is not available. Call a bitch, okay?
Call a bitch! Call a bitch! I like it.
All right, moving on. Kim Kardashian West may be in hot water with her sister Kourtney. She shared this photo eating junk food with Kourtney's son Mason and wrote, "When I babysit." Now, we all know Kourt is all about healthy eating and giving her kids organic foods. Do you think she's pissed at Kim?
I mean, we've had several conversations about this. I mean, this is something that Kourtney takes very seriously, not only for her children, but for herself. She has nothing in that pantry or that cabinet that's, you know, made of any sort of real sugar. So, I mean, I think she's probably a little bit miffed. I wouldn't say pissed, but I think she thinks it's all in good fun. And once in a while, I mean, a kid is going to have a Kit Kat bar. Like, it's just a reality.
I will say, if I was that strict with my kids about diet, about what they ate and what went in their bodies, if I'm dropping my kid off to Margaret Stewart's house, I already know that she is going to be on her phone the whole time. So I will leave a nice cooler with some gluten-free snacks and sustenance with her, because God knows she can barely feed herself. So that's what I would do.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're in charge of someone else's kid, do you follow the rules of the parents or do you let the kid break them? Because I'll tell you, when I babysit, I'm not trying to get these parents pissed off at me. So, like, if they are on a specific diet, give me all of those snacks because I don't want to hear it from the parents later.
I'm Auntie Maine. If I go to your house, I will follow your rules. I will stick to your diet. But if you're dropping your kids off at my house, you know it's already Disneyland. I got churros, I got hot dogs. Like, we gonna sit up and watch R-rated movies. I don't care, it's my house, it's my rules, and your kids are coming here for fun, not no cardboard and water, okay?
Yeah, fair. Fair.
All right, you guys. Despite the rumors, NeNe Leakes has not been fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Her manager tells E! News the claims are absolutely not true. However, we're also told NeNe has not decided if she'll do another season because she is working on other projects. Do you think NeNe will leave Housewives? I mean, she even admitted that she quits every other week, so...
I think NeNe had a rough time on the show last season. And a lot of times when you get out the gauntlet and it's time to sign that paperwork again, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and you got to talk to the producers and you got to get real with them about what your portrayal was, what you can and can't do. And you really have to have that serious conversation. I think she's having that conversation right now because she has other offers in the bag. So every reality star has the same combo once the season ends.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I agree with that. I feel like she's also been on the show since its inception. So I feel like she's had a few bad seasons. And I feel like every time it's rough, she's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm out of here. But then she always goes back. I mean, I cannot imagine that show without her.
Yeah.
I no matter who comes in, like, she's just such a specific character that's just so good. So I wouldn't watch it as much. I mean, I feel like she needs to be a part of it. And I think she will be.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you think the show would survive without her. I would say no. I feel like the show is unrecognizable without NeNe. That's my opinion. Do you think it'll survive, Justin?
I mean, she's left already for a season or two and come back, and the show was great. I think the show looks different and it feels different, but it still goes on. The shade is still there. The wigs are still there, honey. The beats are on point. So Atlanta will survive.
Okay. Mm. All right. Fair. We'll see. We'll see what NeNe decides in the end. Okay, so Twitter, Nike, Uber, Target, and the NFL are just a few of the companies that have announced they will be making Juneteenth a company holiday moving forward. Juneteenth is short for June 19th, and on this day back in 1865, all slaves were declared free in Texas. Americans are now calling on Congress to make it a national holiday. What do you guys think? Should this be a national holiday for all? Because I feel like this is, you know, long overdue, but hey, everyone is learning right now. Everyone is making adjustments to their company. What do you guys think?
I think in unison we can say yes, no?
Yeah, I mean, the real question is, why isn't it already a national holiday? We're talking about freedom for all. Like, this is not the other Independence Day. This is the actual Independence Day. It's I'm just so confused as to why we haven't been celebrating this.
And why are we here on Juneteenth?
Justin,
this is what I love about companies. It's like summer Fridays. when they're like, oh, hey, man. Guys, we're so excited to announce that Summer Fridays are here, and this is going to be amazing, and you guys work so hard. Enjoy your Summer Fridays. And then at the bottom in fine print, subject to if your manager, HR, and her manager agrees to it. So by the time you text your manager, email HR, and they get back to their manager, it's already September, and you've missed every damn Friday.
It's oh my God, you are so funny. Well, I was really pleased to say that our agents at William Morris are off for today, you guys. I thought that that was a really good thing.
Ooh, I love a good name drop. Mm. William Morris.
All of our people are off today.
Everyone is off today. Well, listen, you know, this is not just a celebration for African Americans. This is a celebration for every American in this country. If we want to be able to celebrate Black culture that we love so much, mm-hmm. if we want to celebrate our Black friends, our Black colleagues, you know, every Black athlete, Black artist, like, we should all be acknowledging Juneteenth, and we should really be celebrating. So,
amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm letting everybody know on record right now, Juneteenth 2021, I dare you to catch my ass in this workspace.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, you guys, up next, the newest surge of celeb moms who have kept their new babies a secret. Plus, how far is too far when it comes to smothering your kid? We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to talk secret celeb babies. It is safe to say we are seeing a spike. We recently learned Kristen Wiig had twins via surrogate. Michelle Williams and her husband Thomas have reportedly welcomed a child together. And Iggy Azalea recently confirmed she has a son too. Now, for people who have such little privacy, how did they manage to keep this a secret?
Corona.
I don't know. But even like before Corona, I feel like we had talked so much about Iggy Azalea like secretly or potentially being pregnant.
Yeah.
Nothing ever came to light. I don't know how there wasn't one photograph. Like, I mean, you look back to like Kylie Jenner, Cardi B kept her pregnancy a secret up until she was ready to reveal it. These people just haven't said anything. I mean, I guess now after the baby was born, Iggy came out and confirmed it, and then Kristen has confirmed it. But this is well after children are born. Yeah. I have no idea how these people are keeping it so under wraps. It makes zero sense to me.
It makes perfect sense to me. I've told y'all time and time again, celebrities can be as secretive as they want. When they get that, oh my God, I can't believe you catching me coming out of Trader Joe's with four bags and 12 children, that's a setup. If that person wanted privacy, she could carry a baby for 9 months and nobody would know.
Okay, but do you think there will be more, will there be more secret babies since everyone is hiding in quarantine?
Oh, well, I think Morgan Stewart is going to have a baby in 9 months, for sure.
Oh, my God. He just wants me to have a baby in 9 months. But my question is... I know. And now I forgot my thought because I'm having an alleged baby. What was my
You had a question.
I don't... Oh, yeah. Are we even in quarantine anymore? I need someone to break down those rules for me. Because
not
I feel
really.
Like that's...
Yeah, you live
really.
In Los Angeles, so you're in quarantine. But if you live in Miami, it's spring break all over again. So you can just run amok.
You can go to dinner with a mask. But yeah, I think that babies, I don't think it has anything to do with quarantine. I think it's really just about celebrities, whether they want that attention or they don't, as Justin said. So we'll see more secret babies and then we'll see not secret babies.
I also don't think it's like really nice to be like, oh, by the way, I know everybody is dying and getting COVID, but here are my twins that I didn't carry on the cover of People magazine. Like, people would be outraged.
Yeah.
True.
Well, by the end of this quarantine, I'm probably going to be secretly engaged, secretly married, and secretly have a child. So, see you guys in the office next.
All right. Yay.
And I will be secretly single, and secretly single.
Love it.
I will secretly second that for Justin.
So cruel. All right, you guys, this next mother-daughter duo is taking their close relationship to a whole new level. Warning, it involves teeth.
I have saved all of Sarah's baby teeth. They sit in a drawer right next to my bed so that I can look at them anytime I want.
It actually makes me feel special, I guess loved.
Oh, just like a newborn baby smell. You're my angel.
Sarah, there's a SWAT team outside your house. Get out, run away from her. Don't look back, we're here to save you, Sarah. Just come out.
Oh man. That was much. The smelling, no. There should not be a newborn baby scent on the teeth, no. That was an exclusive clip from Sunday's episode of Smothered on TLC. I gotta say, it is a guilty pleasure binge for me. What would you guys be feeling? Like, how would you feel if your mom kept your baby teeth and smelled them? Because keeping them is one thing, and I think my mom might have some of my baby teeth, but I'm very positive she does not smell them.
I mean, look, my mom really loves me for whatever reason and has really always been there for me. That woman is not saving or smelling any of my teeth. So I think for me, that's just the personal line that we draw as a family. And I'm all about keeping them. I've heard that before. But if you need to take time out to smell them, then maybe you need to adopt some more children and spend some time with them.
No, I don't even urge that.
I kind of wish my mother would have kept something from my childhood, because every time I'm like, oh my God, where's that? She's like, I threw it out. I'm like, oh my God, my high school diploma, I threw it out. What about the first? But I threw it out. She throws every single thing out. I don't think she keeps one thing.
Oh man, well, I think it is time to move on from what we just watched, because that was kind of horrifying. You guys, the first day of summer is almost here, and just because we're stuck at home doesn't mean we cannot celebrate summer's hottest trends. From fitness to fashion to food, we've got you covered in a segment brought to you by Fiji Water Sports Cap. It's Earth's finest water for fitness. All right, Morgan, you're always serving up the look. Start us off with the go-to fashion trend this season.
Erin, thank you so much. Okay, well, this summer, it's all about neon. I feel like we've been seeing this trend for a long time, but this time it's everywhere, and I love it.
Okay, so what's the key to rocking it? Look at you and your neon.
I know, I've been rocking neon for quite a while. I feel like it really depends on how comfortable you are with embracing the neon trend. You could do like a singular blazer and pair it with something neutral, or you could do a little dabble of a nail polish, or you can do neon earrings or even a neon shoe as like maybe more of an accessory. But if I were you, I would just go like full on neon, but only one piece of neon. So it could be like a dress that's all neon or a blazer that's neon, not like neon pants and a neon top.
Got it.
You know, that's a little much.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
I'm a fan of like neon laces with like a nice neutral fit. So, you know, just spice it up a little bit.
Yes.
All right, Justin, you're next. What are you cooking up?
All right, guys, since I've been eating all summer long, I have this really good hack that's super easy to do, and it's gonna be the hottest barbecue treat this season. It's called grilled fruit. I don't know if you ever heard of it. But you can grill peaches, pineapples, even watermelons. And let me tell you what I do to make it look fancy. I make them into kebabs, okay?
Oh.
Wow.
Yes, and it works as side dishes, as apps. Kids love it. It gives it a little texture. If you don't like your fruit mushy, it's all easy.
I love that. I love a grilled peach.
That is cute. You've maintained your bougie during this quarantine, and I applaud that.
I got bougier.
Well, after you eat all of that, you might be looking for a fun way to stay fit. The latest trend for me is hula hooping. You could do 30 minutes of it and you could burn more than 150 calories. There I am right there doing my hula hoop. You have to do about 2 to 3 sets, 10 minutes each set. Yeah, this hula hoop even came with a measuring tape so you can measure your progress. Yeah, I was really feeling it. And it was actually kind of fun.
Did you feel the difference?
You know what? I did feel a difference. I feel like my abs were a little bit stronger. So I'm gonna keep up with that.
Can you send that to me? Because when I go to the grocery store, people don't realize what 6 feet means. So maybe I can just hula hoop through aisle 6 and nobody will come near me.
I think that might work. All right, you guys, coming up, it's Feel Good Friday, and we have got some amazing stories to warm your heart, including why Lady Gaga gave one lucky fan the jacket off her back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My name is Marlo Hampton.
Hi, I'm Dr. Heavenly Khan.
I am Eva Marcel.
My name is Portia Williams.
My name is Monique Samuels.
My name is Candace Dillard Bassett.
My name is Wendy Osefo.
My name is Karen Huger.
My name is Giselle.
I'm Dr. Jacqueline Walters.
My name is Candy Burrs.
My name is Robin Dixon.
I'm Ashley Darby.
My name is Buffy Purcell.
I'm Nene Leakes.
I'm Cynthia Bailey.
I am Dr. Contessa Metcalf.
This is Tanya Sam.
Black Lives Matter.
That was a look at the powerful Black Lives Matter PSA put together by Marlo Hampton. And you guys can head to E! Online to check out the full video. All right, let's get into some Feel Good Friday. Lady Gaga literally took the clothes off of her back for a fan who complimented her leather jacket. And there's a sweet story behind this photo. Shannon McKee told Today that she felt compelled to tell Gaga the story of how her best friend in high school was such a huge fan, and she was the reason he was able to come out to her. Gaga was so touched by this story, she took off her jacket and handed it to Shannon, saying, "You love my jacket so much, here, it's yours." Isn't that awesome?
Shannon, you better cherish that jacket for the next 2 weeks and then put it on eBay and make $3 million. That's all I'm gonna say.
I mean, that would be a smart choice, but I feel like this is why people love Lady Gaga so much, because no matter how massively famous she is or becomes, she's still so in touch with who she is as a human being before any of this happened, and she loves her fans more than anything in the world. So for her to do that, it just always goes back into like what sometimes she does too much, and we just love her all over again.
Check out these photos of George Floyd's youngest daughter, Gianna. It was the six-year-old's first photo shoot, and the photographer said there was an emotional moment when Gigi asked to take a picture of her daddy and her stuffed animal, Rainbow.
Mm. I'm just gonna say how lovely it is that people and celebrities and these organizations are rallying around this young woman. You know, mm-hmm. to grow up without a father, especially at that tender age, and to not know and fully understand the impact of what your loss is doing for other people.
I think this girl will continue to just thrive and make a difference in other people's lives, so it's pretty remarkable. All right, yeah. This mom got the surprise of her life when her daughter showed her the acceptance letter she received for law school. And to top it off, she was offered a $40,000 annual scholarship, you guys.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
You know, she was like, God. I ain't gotta pay for that. Yeah.
So good. All right, you guys, I hope you have all the feels and you're feeling great, because it's now officially the weekend. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And if you need the latest show recommendations, be sure to check out E!'s new Snapchat series, Binge Club. I host it. Woo! New episodes every Saturday. Go subscribe. Goodbye, you guys.